The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to April 1986.
The University of Detroit presents Ask the Professor. The University Tower Chimes ring another session of Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with the University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, and today we have most of our regular panel with us. On my right, from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
She's still doing her George number.
But he's not here.
That's right, he's not here. That's on my...
That's evil.
Well, that voice you just heard is Wanda Landowska, or otherwise known as Sarah Gravel from the Department of History.
It sounded like Rula Lenska.
That's right. That's, it wasn't like George's cackle. Well, I have to work on my cackle.
That's right. You got to work on your cackle.
I have to crack George's cackle.
That's Sarah's right. From the School of Education and Human Services and Wayne County Community College, Professor Wallace Peace.
Hi, Mom.
Wallace, I should mention to people... they will hear this long after it's passed, so they can't do anything about it anyway. But Wallace
is just as well, probably.
Touring the country, giving lectures on Turandot.
And he'll be in a theater near you in the next couple of months.
Last month, yes.
Check local listings for you.
Time,
for
station.
Time
yes.
Stations.
And feet.
And on his right, my left, from the Department of Political Science at Oakland University, Professor John Klemanski.
Hi, Edwin.
Hi, John.
How are you?
Not too bad.
Good.
At all. Most of the questions here in this program are sent in by our listeners. If you stump the panel, you get an autographed photograph, a photographed autograph, and a bumper sticker. If you fail to stump the panel, you just get the crummy old photographed autograph
crummy.
And the bumper sticker.
Well, yeah, it's average this year. It's not bad.
It's the same old one.
Oh.
It's never changed. All right, on our last program, we were in the midst of a series of questions from Pam Smith of Rochester, Michigan. Right up in your neck of the woods there, Klemanski.
Yeah. And neck or some part of the...
Or some part of the woods, yes. Yeah. In any event, she was sending us just kind of general information questions.
Those are our best, our fort.
I now see why George knows all the answers. This is outrageous. He can see.
He can? I never realized
But he wears those little blinders.
I see.
Oh, that's it. Okay. All right. What is the name of the winged horse in Greek mythology?
Pegasus.
That's right.
It works for Texaco now.
Also a nice restaurant downtown.
Yes, that's true, too. Who said, many may not love us, but all shall fear us?
The Athenians.
No, not the Athenians.
Thucydides.
It's not ancient. It's modern.
Nixon's cabinet.
You're getting close.
Reagan's cabinet.
No, no.
MacArthur.
No, it's not American.
It's English.
No, it's German.
Hitler.
One of his cronies.
Goebbels.
The one who was in charge of the SS.
Himmler.
Himmler. That's right.
And he was right.
Why?
I was going to say...
Truth in advertising.
Any Dean.
Yeah, that's possible, too.
That's inappropriate.
Really. Who or what said...
I was
Wallace,
a Dean.
Wallace, you're a little...
You've been
there.
Everything at one time, Wallace.
Yes, sir.
Who or what said what?
Who or what said what? I've said that many times.
Wait a minute.
Decipher this, Ed.
Yes, I'm okay. All right. I'll just read
I'll
it.
Just make it.
I'll read it as it's in front of me.
That's
all right?
Always a last resort.
Following the text. Who or what said, what for you bury me in the cold, cold ground?
What for you bury me?
Mm-hmm. In the cold, cold ground.
That's like some Stephen Foster song, probably.
No, it isn't. It's a cartoon character.
It's not really grammatical, is it?
Mm-mm. It's not Fred Flintstone, is it?
No, this is a more famous cartoon character, in fact. A much more enduring cartoon character.
Enduring. Mickey Mouse.
That
along
ilk.
That genre.
Goofy.
Yes. Not Goofy.
Was it a Walt Disney character?
No. A Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers. Along the Bugs Bunny lines,
it's
or
a bug,
Dav,
it's a character
Daffy,
in
Daffy
bug,
Duck.
It's a character in Bugs Bunny. It's
Daffy
not
Duck?
Daffy Duck.
Elmer
oh,
Fudd.
Oh, that funny little
Porky Pig. Foghorn J. Leghorn.
No. I'll have to give this to you. Something called the Tasmanian Devil.
Oh, the Tasmanian Devil. Yeah.
Oh.
They used to spin around real fast.
Oh.
That's
see.
What. That's what you did in your spare time.
Okay.
Hey, I like Bugs Bunny.
What is the motto of the state of Michigan? I will take it.
Si quaeris peninsulam amoinam
speculatum.
That's it.
If you seek a pleasant peninsula, look about you.
Yes, that's right.
What is that? I'm not from here. I mean, you wouldn't know.
Where
it,
are
but
you
I'm
from?
Not. North Carolina. Our state motto, and even though no one asked.
And you want to
yes. What is your state motto?
Esse quam videri. Which
we
means,
are weird.
No, Klemanski, that's not.
If you seek a weirdo, it. Look about you.
It is to be rather than to seem.
Ah, oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, isn't that?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't give the translation of your statement.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Sarah gave it in Latin and John gave it in English. If you seek a pleasant peninsula, look around you.
Open your eyes.
I think esse quam videri has a bit more to it.
It's more philosophical. Yes.
Indeed it is. It's more like North Carolinians, deep in thought all the time.
Indiana state flower?
Indiana state flower.
Yes.
Poinsettia.
Begins with a P.
A petunia.
No, it's
a
big
pansy.
Flower.
A pansy.
It's a big flower.
A pineapple.
Big pansy.
Big pansy.
No, it's
a flaming pansy.
It is.
Philodendron or something.
No, it's a perennial, and it blooms in the spring, and it usually falls over in your garden because it's so heavy. And they have to put rings around them, big steel rings.
Oh, a sunflower, one of those things.
Yeah, like P-S-U-N-F-L-O-R.
Puntler.
No, not... Peonies.
Oh, peonies. Oh, yeah, those huge things.
Yes.
Yeah, we have them in Michigan, too.
Yes, we do.
Some places.
Yes, our backyard, for one.
We don't have a backyard.
What does the German word Uhr mean?
Spell it.
U-H-R.
Time, hour.
No. It's something you use, though,
or
in that relationship to time.
Watch.
That's right. That's right.
Uhr on the Rhine, or Uhr over the Rhine.
Yes, watch on the Rhine. Yeah.
That's pitiful.
That's different.
It certainly is.
In Richard Wagner's opera Lohengrin, where is Elsa from?
Raleigh.
That's right. That's right. Bis du es Elsa von Brabant. What author wrote four books about the Dahlenganger family?
Doppelganger.
Doppelganger.
That's not what I've got. I've got Dahlenganger.
The Dillinger?
No. Dahlenganger. D-O-L-L-A-N-G.
And which family is that, if we
what
could get a hint, perhaps?
Yes.
Do we know?
I have no idea.
Have you heard of this author?
No.
Well, then give it to us.
A.B.C. Andrews.
Okay. A.B.C. Andrews?
A.V.
Oh, A.B.C.
Andrews. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Buckle your shoe.
4.
2.
Let's see.
3,
she
4.
Wanted to get 12
shut the door.
Out of 18.
5,
you
6.
Six. We
made
lost
it.
Oh, we did. Hey.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it was the... motto of North Carolina, which did it. That was
which wasn't even
point.
Asked, but we got extra credit for that.
Anyway, yes.
Well, good.
Well, we thank Pam Smith.
Good
she
questions.
Stumped the panel, but those were fun. Send in some more.
Those
Pam.
Are very erudite questions from up there in Rochester.
Certainly were. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Unusual. Yeah.
Yeah. Our next set of questions comes from Carza Carroll of Long Beach, California.
Okay.
Who says, "I am a longtime listener to your show." Well, not so long. Right. I am a junior at Millikan High School in Long Beach, California.
All
this
right.
is the first time I've written in. By the way, my name is Carla Carroll. Carla. Oh, excuse me. Carla Carroll. Okay.
Okay, let's get that right.
Yes. The following 20 questions are on history, mostly presidents.
All right. Okay. Sarah,
well, wait a minute. Is it history or presidents?
No.
Okay.
President?
Historical presidents.
Okay.
There's one bonus question on chemistry.
All right.
Out of the 20 questions, you are required to answer 18 correctly.
All right.
All right.
All right. Garfield.
Which president?
Wait a minute.
Which president married the same wife twice?
The same wife?
Yes.
Andrew Jackson.
That's right.
Not bad.
Why?
That's right.
Well,
he
because
was
he
South.
Wasn't really married to her the first time, but he thought he was.
They were just—they just,
and
got their learner's permit.
She had not gotten her divorce
the first time. They,
but she thought she had gotten her divorce, and since it was in the early 1800s, it was quite a disgrace that she didn't have one, and she was considered a bigamist, and they intended to snub them when they got to.
It was quite a scandal, yeah.
Oh, indeed.
Was this all in that movie with Charlton Heston and
probably.
Susan
you know,
Hayward?
They left that
he played the wife.
Out.
I bet they did.
They left it out. Totally.
Mm.
If the movie were made today, it would be about 98% about that and 2% about its president.
It was still 90 minutes too long, I think, wasn't it?
It probably was.
It was not one of the better films we've seen.
Which three presidents fought in the war with Mexico?
Zach Taylor.
Yes.
I would.
Ulysses Grant.
Yes.
Yeah. And Zachary Scott.
No, but what?
Oh, that's Zachary,
Zachary
Taylor.
Scott.
Yeah. He played one of those guys.
Zachary Scott.
He was in Mildred Pierce.
Yeah, right. Right.
And I've just given you a hint.
Yeah, Franklin Pierce.
Yes.
Yeah. He was
exactly.
A colonel or a major or something, yeah.
Yes. All right. Where is Jefferson buried?
Monticello.
Monticello.
Right.
In a gorgeous tomb.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, which he probably designed himself.
Yes,
he did.
Looking over the University of Virginia.
Well, it's not really. It's a little bit from that.
Okay. Which president once taught at Harvard? Which president?
Taught at Harvard.
Taught at Harvard?
Yes.
Hoover. Oh, I suppose Kennedy, but he gave a course there?
No, this is an early president.
Early. Real early?
Yes.
Very early. Adams.
Which one?
Quincy Adams.
That's
Quincy.
Right. Quincy Adams.
You know, it is interesting. You would think that after they leave the office, that Harvard and Cornell and Yale would immediately offer them full professorships in political science.
I know.
Wouldn't you think?
It is interesting, isn't it?
You think it's like, on-the-job training or something? Come on. You've got to work hard and for many years to develop the discipline.
Isn't being the president what all political science is about?
No, those guys are practitioners. What do they know about politics?
That's a good point, John.
That's what you're telling them, John.
They're like mechanics.
That's right. I mean, they never get tenure.
That's
right. They don't have the requisite degrees.
There you go.
What third party had a presidential nominee in 1880?
Is that woman, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
The Greenback Party.
Yes, yes, Greenback, yeah.
That was a very good guess.
Which four presidents were assassinated?
Lincoln,
Garfield, McKinley, Kennedy.
That's right.
In that order.
What beautiful and fashionable wife of a president was brought up as a Quaker?
Dolly Madison.
That's right, exactly. In whose administration did two vice presidents die while in office? Another one of our early presidents.
Because they usually didn't die. Usually it was the president who did that.
Yeah.
Two of them died.
Mm-hmm.
Before Jackson?
Yes.
Jefferson.
No.
Monroe, Madison.
Madison. Madison.
Who was the vice president?
Doesn't say. Which president was known as the Great Hunter?
Teddy Roosevelt.
That's
right. Wait a minute. Didn't she ask which two?
No, she said whose administration did two vice presidents die while in office?
Madison's. Well, he was president for 8 years.
He worked his staff pretty hard.
I guess. Yeah. Which president was a bachelor while in office?
Buchanan.
Yes.
For the entire period.
I guess,
I don't think he ever married, did he?
I don't think he did. No.
I was going to say Grover Cleveland.
No.
No, he was, in fact, Cleveland had sort of the opposite problem.
Yes, he had an illegitimate child.
Oh, not a president.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely not.
Who was known as the Pathfinder? He wasn't a president.
Cleveland.
No, he wasn't a president, but he ran for president a couple of times.
A couple of times?
Yeah, he was associated with California.
Santa Ana.
There's a town. No, there's a town in California named after him, in fact.
George Murphy?
No.
Sacramento.
No.
San Jose.
He ran in this century.
No.
No, not in this
19th
century.
19th century. The Pathfinder.
The Pathfinder. Not
James
one of the Sutterers.
James Fenimore Cooper.
No.
That was Leatherstocking.
Yes.
Oh. One of those gold discoverers.
Well, no, he's a military figure originally, I think. He went out there with the army. And Fremont.
Fremont. John C. Fremont.
Yeah. What did Carl Bodmer and Thomas Moran have in common?
Well, we don't know.
Their
obscurity.
I'll accept that as half correct.
Well, they ran for the presidency.
No, they didn't. They didn't at
they
all.
Ran for the, some office.
For the
no, they didn't run for any
they
office.
They served under some presidents.
They didn't even serve.
Is this a chemistry question?
No. This is, and it also isn't a president's question.
Uh-huh.
They were obscure painters. That's
okay.
Who they were.
Yeah. Well, we got half of that right. So
yes, who was the man who fell? Who was the man who found Yellowstone?
Who found it?
Yes, man who found Yellowstone.
Well, he was an explorer.
Yes, yes.
Lewis and Clark.
No.
John Muir.
No, his name was John Coulter. I'll have to give that because it's just, it's hopeless.
We got the John part right.
You never have gotten that.
True.
No.
As we ponder that, let's take a little break here.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from April 1986. We're pleased to bring you these special classic shows throughout the summer months, and thank you for listening. Now, let's return to this classic Ask the Professor show from April 1986.
Okay, we're back with our questions from Carla Carroll of Long Beach, California. And we keep right on where we left off.
Okay.
Why was Wyatt Earp's death unusual for a lawman?
Why not? He died of old age.
That's right.
He died in his bed.
That's exactly it. He died
unusually, in the old days,
45.
They were shot.
Yes, yeah, that's right. True. That is
now,
true.
If he'd been shot, that wouldn't have been unusual.
Not noteworthy at all, no.
Of course, today, if you get shot and you're a lawmaker, it is unusual.
Wasn't he the one who went back to New York? Or
I think so.
Or, no, that's Bat Masterson.
Masterson became a sports reporter.
Yeah, for the Herald or something.
Yeah.
And then got a job on TV.
Really. Who founded the missions along California's coast?
Father somebody.
Yes.
Yeah, Serrano or something like Serpano or Serape or something.
Just stop making it multi-syllables.
Ron Serro. Ano.
Stop.
Stop doing that.
Yeah, stop doing that.
Okay. It begins with S-E-R, right?
That's right. And it
Sarah.
Doesn't go, that's right. Father Juniper Serro. Sarah, that's right.
Who Ms. Gravel was named after.
Yes, that's for sure she was.
That's right.
What invention ended the Pony Express in 1861?
The railroad.
No, neither of those two.
The carrier pigeon.
No.
The carrier pigeon.
This was the
the train.
The major technological breakthrough after the carrier
pigeon. Morse code,
the
telegraph.
That's right, the telegraph.
Well, why would that end the Pony Express?
Well,
you don't need to have those guys running around on their ponies for days on end.
Why?
You can send a wire instead.
People don't send wires, they write letters.
Well, they still don't send wires, but Western Union makes money somehow.
Probably from the letters.
Probably. What president's wife was once a teacher of the deaf?
Lincoln's.
No, this is the 20th century,
the
and
Woodrow
her husband
Wilson.
Was silent.
Cal Coolidge's
That's
wife,
right.
Mrs. Coolidge.
That's right. Which seven presidents served in the Northern armies during the Civil War?
Grant.
Grant.
Yes.
Taylor.
No.
Taylor.
No. Grant.
Lincoln.
No.
Civil we're in the Civil War.
Yes.
Okay. So that's got to be people after that. Is this true?
Some of them were former presidents.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
They were former presidents and they signed up?
Yeah.
And they served in the North?
That's because they couldn't get jobs on political science.
Marty Van Buren.
No.
James K. Polk.
No.
I'm trying to think of all these.
No.
Pierce.
No.
These are former presidents?
Yeah, there are a couple of them that are former presidents. Three are former presidents, in fact.
Who served before the Civil War?
No, in the Civil War. And he served
and
as president before the Civil War.
And then subsequently elected president.
Well, I've just named Van Buren. Jackson Van Buren, Pierce.
Keep going.
Polk.
Keep going.
Fillmore is one.
Yep. You got Grant, you got Fillmore. I'll think of Rutherford.
Hayes. Rutherford B. Hayes. What?
And
but he served after. Okay.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry about that. Yes.
Maybe all these guys are after.
And then they may be.
Johnson, Andrew Johnson.
Johnson is one. Yes.
Okay. And
he didn't serve in the war.
Yes, he did. He was in the war. He was in the army.
No, he was in the Senate. You remember, he was the only one that didn't.
He was vice president.
Seat.
Yeah, but that was the impeachment thing, and he was. They were going to impeach him, and.
But I'm talking about he was one
Maybe
of the
Maybe he served
people
at the outbreak of the war.
He
who did not
he
resign
have.
His
yeah.
seat
right.
in the legislature.
Oh, we have two assassinated presidents in here.
Garfield. And McKinley.
That's right.
McKinley served in the Civil War.
Yeah. And then we have one whose last name is the name of two presidents.
Adams.
No.
Roosevelt.
No.
Johnson.
No.
We've already done that. Name of two presidents. Who could that be?
It's not Adams. It's not Roosevelt. It's not Johnson.
Yeah.
Harrison.
Yes.
Yeah, Benjamin Harrison.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
That was a hard one.
Yeah.
But we knocked it out just
You
like
got
that.
It.
Just
okay.
Like
name two presidents who became presidential candidates for independent or third parties.
Teddy Roosevelt.
That's right. That's number one.
And I would say Abraham Lincoln.
No, it's before Lincoln.
Was it Andrew Jackson?
Very Dutch name.
Van Buren.
That's
Van Buren.
Right.
Whig. Was
probably,
he a Whig? I
think
so.
Probably was. What three famous statesmen, each of whom had sought the presidency in vain, died during Fillmore's administration?
Which was about 1850, right?
Yeah.
Or so. Henry Clay.
That's right.
Patrick Henry.
No.
What?
I was on a Henry groove there.
Henry Clay.
Yeah.
It wasn't John C. Calhoun.
Yes, John C. Calhoun. And the other one is...
the third of the great triumvirate.
Well, he's a subject of a play.
Daniel Webster.
A poem by Benet. That's right. That's right. Daniel Webster. Okay. Now comes the bonus question.
Chemistry. Okay.
Yes. How many diatomic gases are there? And name them.
Well, there's probably about 17.
No.
I would say about 2.
No, there's more than 2 and less than 17.
10.
Less than 10.
6.
More than 6 and less than 8.
7.
Okay, there are 7.
Are there 7 of them, Ed?
Okay.
That's right.
We're talking helium.
No, we're
hydrogen.
Not. Hydrogen is one.
Oxygen.
Oxygen.
Oh, H2.
Nitrogen.
Nitrogen.
N2. O2.
And now you think of something that is like what they put in toothpaste.
Iodine.
Fluoride. Chloride. Chlorine.
Fluorine.
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 And you said iodine.
Iodine.
And there's one more, which you'd find in...
Bromine.
That's right.
Bromine.
I was going to say in stomach upset curers or
Susie
something.
Susie Vick Perry, who was my chemistry teacher in the 11th grade.
Have you talked with her recently?
No, I was in Raleigh.
She gets so much airtime, I'm surprised she hasn't called you or something.
She wanted you to get 18 out of 20. You got 17 and a half, so she has won.
She beat
us.
Carla Carroll has won.
If you would have gotten Fremont, we would have had it.
That's right.
Wallace.
That's right.
I got the state motto of North Carolina.
That was the last
one of the questions.
That was the other.
Well, we thank Carla Carroll. She'll be receiving her winner's package out there in Long Beach. Send in some more.
Nicely written out here.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Very nice.
I have some questions about that Andrew Johnson, though.
We should protest that.
Yeah, you probably should. Our next set of questions comes from Paul Monachina, Jr. of Lee, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Who says, your show is fantastic.
Send him a picture.
It comes on at 5 a.m. on Sunday mornings while I am usually working.
Oh.
Although I wouldn't mind the winner's package, just having the questions on the air is enough for me.
Well, good.
Thanks, and give as many hints as you like.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Just send him 2 packages.
There's a listener, yeah.
He says, it won't help unless the mercurial Mr. Peace is in attendance.
Well,
mercurial.
You must get 11 out of 15. Wow.
Mercurial.
Wow.
11 out of 15. Well, with unlimited hints, we should be able to do it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What is meant by the term professor in music rock terms?
Well, now, why would I know that?
Or rock music terms.
All right, Klemanski.
What is meant by, Professor Longhair?
No.
He's the one who plays the piano or the organist.
That's right. He's the keyboard person. That's right. That's right.
Sarah's been hitting those rock joints on the weekend.
Mm-hmm. I can see right through your head.
What president is pictured on the $100,000 bill?
Fremont.
No.
Polk.
No.
Patrick Henry.
Fillmore.
It's a 20th century president.
Woodrow Wilson.
That's right. Woodrow Wilson. Very good. What state had the strange nickname, The State?
I'm sure that's incorrect.
New Jersey.
So
good. North Carolina.
No.
How would you spell that?
The name is spelled Peak or something?
No.
It's that's it right there.
Yes.
I'm surprised that one even got through our
you don't know
sensor.
If it has.
I'm surprised
that's true.
Anybody's listening to this show and eating breakfast at the same time right now.
Is it Southwest?
Northeast? No, it isn't. It's
Southeast.
One of the standard Midwest, but Southern Midwest states.
Illinois.
Indiana.
No, move over from Illinois and go down.
Ohio, Kentucky,
no,
Tennessee.
You're moving over too far.
Oh,
we're spending
between Indiana
time
and Ohio?
On this question that it'll never be on the air.
If you go into Illinois,
yeah, I'm in Illinois,
and you make a left turn,
Iowa.
And start going down.
I'm in Illinois.
Nebraska.
I make a left turn.
No.
Missouri.
That's right.
Does it say why it's called the state?
Yes, it says because so many Missourians flocked to a lead mine in 1827. It was said Missouri had taken a. That's what.
But that's
said.
Then when you think about there are other. and what they're also called, their other nickname, which is the Show Me State. That's really disgusting.
That really is, yes. Boy. When you put those two together.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
And you think of it, yes. Boy, let's not think of it. Ooh. Everyone knows the name of the original 13 colonies.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
That's named correct. The 14th when it became a state
Tennessee.
In 1791. No.
Maine.
No.
You're in the right ballpark.
Vermont.
Vermont. That's right. Who said, "People will forgive anything but beauty and talent, so I am doubly unpardonable"?
They will forget anything.
Untalented person.
No, this is an American painter who lives most of his life in London.
Painter, London, American.
Whistler.
Yes, that's right, Whistler. Who was the only president of the United States to have been arrested while in office? Arrested while in office.
Richard Nixon.
18th century.
He was possibly arrested for drunk driving.
Grant.
Yes. I say that because he was arrested for driving a spirited team of horses, it says, too fast.
Now, he fed it to his horses.
Probably
boosted
up
the
horses.
In the halls of Congress or
probably,
something
like that.
Around the galleries.
Are you all
probably
suggesting that he was intemperate in his use of spirits?
I wouldn't.
We are not
suggesting
it
at all.
We are stating it.
Yes, boldly.
Boldly.
Which rock star signs hotel registers as Frank M. Stein?
All right, Kabansky. Think of someone who bites off chicken heads.
No, this person doesn't do that kind of stuff. He just wears funny glasses.
Elton John.
That's right. That's right.
Whose real name is?
Who knows?
John Elton.
What is eleutherophobia?
Fear of going on vacation to the Caribbean.
I'll accept that.
Okay.
It's fear of freedom. Uh-huh. That would certainly be classified
That's
as
a
freedom.
Good example of that, yes.
If you were in medieval England and overheard someone say, "I think I'll stop off and buy some sultanas," what would you be purchasing?
Saltines.
No.
Cigarettes.
Sultanas. No.
Cigars.
Tea bags.
Nope.
Headache powders.
It's something you eat.
Oh, they're pastries with raisins in them.
That's close. They're raisins. Essentially.
Oh.
That's what you're right. There is a pastry that's also called sultanas.
It was a brand name. I don't know if there still is, I think.
Yeah, there's a brand name of cigarettes, too, in England called sultanas, yes.
It'll be either raisins or cigarettes. Yeah.
On that uplifting note,
dog in the harem is called the sultana.
Right. Yes, we've run out of time.
Top dog,
and we will have to return to these questions on another day, on our next program. In fact,
anyway, that's
in the meantime. Let me thank the panel: Professor Gravel, Professor Peace,
Take
Professor
care.
Klemanski,
you
and
betcha.
Now this word.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, ask the professor.
I don't want to just read the book. I want to write the book.
I don't want to just work for the company. I want to own the company.
I don't want to just live in the building. I want to design the building.
To some, those might sound like rather lofty goals, maybe a little out of reach.
I don't want to drive a sports car. Well, I do. I want to engineer one.
At University of Detroit Mercy, those are the people we want. The big thinkers, the dreamers, because those are the people who make things happen. Great things for themselves and others. And if you're one of them, either just out of high school or ready to transfer, UDM will make it happen for you. Call 1-800-635-5020 today or apply online at www.udmercy.edu. It's not too late. University of Detroit Mercy, we want great things for you.
Ask the Professor is transcribed through the facilities of the E.J. and A.U. Smith Media Center on the University of Detroit campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Tom McParlin. Our technical director is Jim Muir. Executive producer is Vivian Dix. And until next time, this is your host, Edwin DeWitt.
And I'm Michael Jason. We're back next week with another classic episode of Ask the Professor from 1986.